Weekly, we focus on the work of area organizations, individuals advancing inclusion and equity in our community. This morning, pleased to have with us, well, as always, WGVU grant writer Steve Chappell. Steve, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley. Good morning to Guillermo and all of our listeners throughout West Michigan.
Guillermo Cisneros, Executive Director of the West Michigan Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Good that we finally get to meet. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having me here.
Yes, let's have you introduce yourself and your chamber.
Definitely. Well, my name is Guillermo Cisneros. I have been in the chamber since last week. In fact, I just started in this new position.
Do you know your address?
It's in Madison and Hall Street here in Grand Rapids.
Yes. I jest with you because, having within a week, sometimes we don't know our own phone number.
Definitely.
Yes. Yeah. Please continue.
So I'm very, very happy to be in your program. And we are very excited to be part of this community. I have been involved with the chamber in the last 5 years. And it's a pleasure to be part of this community.
Yes. Now I want to get some terminology here. We have Chamber of Commerce's. We have centers. What is the formal name of your institution?
Yes, it is the West Michigan Hispanic Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
Yeah. Sometimes they confuse us with the Hispanic Center, which is more focused on social matters, and we are more focused on Hispanic businesses. Mm-hmm.
As is usually with a Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
So thank you for that. Will you plan on working with the other Chamber of Commerces? We have the Black Chamber. We have the Grand Rapids Area Chamber of Commerce. Obviously, we have the Lakeshore as well.
Definitely. That's the idea. One of my main goals is to create coalitions and to work as a team with the other chambers. In order for us to succeed in this community, we need to be part of a big team of organizations, and I would love to be partner of all of those chambers. I know the West Coast Chamber of Commerce, the Muskegon Chamber of Commerce just reached out to me. They wanna work with us, so I'm very excited.
That's nice. And remind me of your background. How long have you been in this business?
My background is in accounting and human resources, and I was prior to start this position at the chamber, I was an insurance advisor for Berens Henriksen Tight. But I have been involved with the chamber for the last 5 years as vice president, ambassador, and lately I was the events committee chair for them.
That's great. So you know both sides of being a business owner and also how a chamber of commerce works. Yes. Steve Chappell, come on into the conversation.
Well, as you know, Kelly, we are administering a grant through the
W. You called me Kelly.
Shelley.
Yes.
Shelley. We do have a Kelly here. That might have been a slip. Well, we know each other. I know your name as well as my own.
I'm messing with you.
Anyway, Shelley, as you know, we're administering the grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, focused on inclusion and equity, and expanding partnerships with a wide variety of organizations so that this community can thrive and be enhanced by all of the cultures that are present. And so we educate, create awareness so that everyone is treated in an equitable fashion, and that we can leverage resources from all the wonderful cultures that make up West Michigan. So it's exciting to have Guillermo here. And I guess the one thing that's on my mind is, how do you advise businesses? How do you help to create awareness and educate to have them, tap into the Hispanic culture, to leverage those valuable resources, and to make everyone feel welcome?
Yeah, definitely. One of our goals here in the chamber is to be the bridge between our Hispanic people, corporations, organizations, nonprofits, and government. And we are trying to connect all of the stakeholders in the community. Mm-hmm. And I feel it is important for the organizations that don't know how to tap in to the Hispanic community to reach out to us. We are going to be developing new programs for them on how to get to know better this community. Mm-hmm. And I have been approached by several organizations about the idea of having more Hispanic employees. Mm-hmm. So we would love to talk to them and just help them to get to know us better.
Tell me more about a challenge or an opportunity you face, even in your new role. You have the experience, but what is another challenge or maybe another dream that you're looking to accomplish?
Yeah, many Hispanic businesses are in the process of develop and getting to the next level. One of the challenges we find as Hispanic business owners are the access to capital. That's a big topic for us. And in the next few years, I would love to meet with bankers, organizations, and other people in the community that would help us break that challenge. And I think that in order for us to develop and help our businesses be successful, we need to have access to capital. And one of my dreams would be revitalize the Hispanic businesses in the community. We have wonderful restaurants, Mexicans, Dominicans, Salvadorians, Puerto Rican restaurants, wonderful grocery stores that with some makeover, we will convert them in a totally different business. So I would love to do that in the next few years. That's one of my priorities.
And I trust your role is to gather members to all achieve that role, correct?
Yeah, of course, yes. We currently have 600 members at the chamber. We grown from 300 to 600 in the last 3 years. And our idea is to show what the chamber can do to help them. Some of the biggest corporations around the West Coast are our partners, and we would love to have more partners for us in order to be more successful and create programming. We need to have the sponsors and the partners. We are a nonprofit, as you know, and we survive with the resources that we get from our partners.
Guillermo, as we were talking before we came on air here, I'm originally from Southern California, and the entire environment in Southern California was in part helped to be defined and characterized by the Hispanic culture. So it's very much a part of our culture. And so for some areas that don't have that luxury, some pockets in our present community, this great community that we live in, are there events or ways that you reach out to businesses to expose their employees to the Hispanic culture and to better understand all that it has to offer? I mean, are there processes you use, trainings, invite them to events to become closer to the Hispanic culture?
Yes, definitely. We have several events through the year. We have monthly membership meetings every third Thursday of the month. They are called Café con Leche, which is coffee with milk. Yes, and so that's an opportunity for these companies to come to the Hispanic Chamber, see how we interact. We have a big percentage of Latino professionals coming to our events. And we would love more people attend to these events. We have different topics each month. And we have different organizations hosting these events. Then we started last year through the Education and Empower Committee from the Chamber, Mediodía workshops, which are workshops just focused on Latino business owners. These workshops are in Spanish, and we have different topics. We have accounting, we have human resources, strategic planning. We just had yesterday the topic of cybersecurity with all of these things that are going on right now. So it is very important for the Latino business owners to attend these events. Of course, if you are a banker, if you are a lawyer, if you are insurance, or if you're a corporation, you can also attend these events to get to know the Latino business owners. Then we have different after-hour events. We have 4 after-hours per year.
Adult beverages?
Yes, of course. We just had that. Thanks for asking, Shelly. Yeah.
I'm trying to sell your business, you know.
Yeah, thank you. We just had our prior event at the Civic Theater, which was wonderful. They are great.
Oh, they just did Ragtime.
Of course. And we had tickets, you know, for all of the members from the Hispanic Center for that show. It was amazing. And they're doing awesome things. So we have these type of events. Our next event, it's going to be at the Grand Rapids Public Museum. Then we're going to have another at the John Ball Zoo. So we're trying to bring all of the professional to these events. And it's wonderful that
yes,
we have these
is.
Partnerships.
Yes, Steve?
Well, this is such a wonderful information-rich interview. It's great. And if any of our listeners have missed it or any part of it, mid-afternoon today, you may go to the WGVU.org website and click on the radio programs and go to Mutually Inclusive. Again, that's Mutually Inclusive. And you can listen to this interview. It's an entirety. So I'm learning a great deal. That's a great variety of activities you have. So how can we help get the word out about the activities to help connect those businesses that we might interact with your organization?
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you for your willingness to help us. It would be great if you can talk about the chamber and all of the things that we are doing and this programming and impact that we wanna have in the community. And I would love to be part of your programming if you allow me.
Absolutely. One way we can offer that to you right now is WGVU has formed the WGVU Engage Group. And once a month, we have many, many organizations, health businesses, come into our studio to brainstorm about ways that we can reach out collectively to the community. So we invite you or any of your staff to that monthly meeting.
Thank you very much, Steve. I would love to be part of it.
How do we find out more about the chamber?
We have our website. It's www.wmcch.org.
West Michigan Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, led by you, Guillermo. Thank you. Good luck in your future. We'll get you on again.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. Steve Chappell, again, an opportunity for us to continue this conversation on a weekly basis.
Absolutely. On the television side, we produce a monthly program called Mutually Inclusive, hosted by Mariano Avila, our inclusion reporter. On a weekly basis, we have this segment. Mariano does a variety of programs throughout the week, news stories, and we reach out on community events. So perhaps there's a way that we can sponsor our work with the West Michigan Hispanic Chamber on some of the events to reach out and educate the community.
Well, we do. We collaborate. Steve Chappell, thank you very much. WGVU grant writer on top of this on a weekly basis.
Thank you, Shelley.
Take care.